excessive intake of sugar, Coke, Fanta, all those sugary-related stuff. If you overuse them, it does increase your risk of developing diabetes in the future. And if you have the diabetes also, it makes your situation worse and make the cost of managing you also very high. So that is a fact that we have to let our people understand, let Ghanaians understand. So if people can only be pushed to understand it by making it cost them a bit more, it will help them reduce the use of these things. Smoking, alcohol intake, excessive alcohol intake, all of them affect your health. So that's why they all fall under the health tax. And certain mining activities that also increases the environmental pollution of people's lungs also tend to increase the health bill. Activities we're looking at taxing them so that people are conscious of it and people reduce their use. I think this was the point I'm trying to drive out.
But is that not going to burden Ghanaians because, you know, we already have a lot of taxes we are paying?
No, it wouldn't, because a lot of Ghanaians, if you can see, diabetes is on the increase in the country. A lot of people are overusing sugar. A lot of people are overusing sugar, maybe because the cost is low. But if the cost goes up slightly and people know that it's a health tax that is maybe go up slightly, it will make them very conscious anytime they touch sugar or anytime they touch a packet of cigarettes. And for that matter, anytime they will want to drink. Because all of us will eat from the same basket that we use to look after our health. So if some people will use sugar wisely and not go to the doctor that frequently, some people would not. They want to consume as much sugar as possible and end up with diabetes, hypertension, and consume a lot of our own money to look after themselves. Then they must be made responsible for their action.
That was the Chief Executive Officer of the National Health Insurance Scheme, Dr. Samuel Yao Ano, talking to Felix Kofi.